This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And what I am are two separate things. This is the DJV radio program hosted by Doug Steffen, which would be me. Who would be me? Excuse me, let's use the correct pronoun. After all, we did get that picture published on our Facebook page yesterday, right? Facebook.com/DJV show, a picture of me in a little breakfast nook wearing a T-shirt that informed all the world that I, your friendly and congenial host, am interested in the correct grammar all the time, everywhere, no matter what. So, that's why I have chosen carefully to make sure that the people on this program are able to continue in the wake of that commandment. Those people would be Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and Kara Schillen. Kara's a little on the cusp sometimes, but
we sound like we're really fun at a party.
I know, right?
We are fun.
Everyone wants to hang out with us.
We're having a party. So there are people in the news today that are worth some of our, I guess, all of our attention for some of the, is it some of the attention all the time or all the attention some of the time? That's where you be the decision maker in that department. Bill Cosby, yesterday, startling brief in his testimony, probably the highest profile criminal case in recent American history. He and his wife Camille, who made their first appearance together at the courthouse yesterday, watched as their defense attorney called in one single police witness to confirm the existence of a police report. The detective led the investigation into allegations brought by Andrea Constant, that Cosby drugged her and assaulted her 13 years ago at his home in Philadelphia. My question would be, where was the wife when all of this was going on? She seems to be sticking by him. There doesn't seem to be much going on here that we haven't already talked about. The fact that it only took them 6 minutes to do that, they were in and they were out, gonzo. And that's what threw the prosecutors off balance. All right, so is this a continuation of Much Ado About Nothing in that it's showtime? It isn't Much Ado About Nothing, these charges, but are they taking them seriously? Or is this just, there are people who say Bill Cosby's health is not that good. He doesn't look that good. I don't think I would either if I were facing all of this stuff. He looks old and tired. So is that they're just trying to extend this long enough for him to join the ranks of the folks at room temperature or what?
Well, I mean, they obviously want his defense wants him to look old and feeble and tired and, you know, like, oh, how could this old grandpa even commit
be
these atrocities?
Bad. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I mean, so, image-wise, that's what they want.
Hmm. So,
but it was a weird closing statement.
That's what
the
I'm
lawyer
saying, yeah.
said, I mean, the lawyer went up and said, I hope that you do a better job deliberating than I did representing him, which is a really
that
strange thing. Like he had almost, that he had almost given up.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I have a tough one with this one because I want to be sympathetic to this woman and I want to, obviously, there's a lot of claims coming out around Bill Cosby, but she testifies under oath that he hands her three pills. She didn't know what they were, and she took them with wine.
Hmm.
I have a hard time because, and you know, I don't want to be that person because I want to be sensitive to victims. I mean, obviously, but is anybody else having that same struggle? Because while you want to be sensitive and you want to be supportive of the victim, I mean, if this were me or my daughter, I would say, why didn't you protect yourself any better, right? I mean, this is tough. Who does that? Who just takes pills?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people, though, you know, date rape happens because there's a trust there. So, you know, and it could be taking pills or being slipped something or trying drugs experimentally with a person that you
think
you can trust.
But trust or not, maybe I'm just not a trusting person, but there is not a person on the planet who, if they just said, take this and handed me a glass of wine, that I would just do it willy-nilly without thinking
about
it.
Well, that's you, but I mean
maybe I'm just, I know, but...
No, that's you, that's me, that's Kara, but not everyone does that. But the problem is, it's not just that she willingly took pills, he sexually assaulted her afterwards, though. I totally understand. That's
not
what the real case is. He could give her anything he wanted to, and she could willingly take it, but that's not really the problem.
Is that what happened, where he just handed it to her and no explanation?
Yes.
Because I had thought that I had read before that she was having, like, a headache or something like that, and that's why he gave her
something.
Pills.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
That it wasn't just, oh, here, take these random pills that I'm going to throw at you for no reason. I thought he said
he told her they were Benadryl or something like that. That's what I had read.
I don't know if that was this one, because I think there was another one that he told that it was Benadryl.
Oh,
and I give that affair a little bit of a pass. I mean, look, there are a lot of cases, and that's why I'm saying I'm not sympathizing with him in any way.
There's a lot of smoke here.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm not sympathizing in the fact that he, you know, is the actual victim, or that he didn't do something wrong, or that he was not a sexual predator. I get that he is, and I know that, and I'm not. It's just an issue for me is, as a woman, I'm all about protecting myself. I'm all about making sure that I don't put myself in a bad situation where I can get myself in trouble. And I don't know. Maybe that's just not everybody's cup of tea.
How much do you think about it? This is fascinating listening to you all talk about this. How much have you been in a bad position? Or
I think that women think about these things even when they haven't been in a bad position. I think that too many women know women who have been in bad positions or have seen it on the news.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people I know, if you go out to a parking lot and it's dark, I mean, I have to go out to a parking lot every morning where it's dark and I don't know if anyone's going to be around, and I live in an area that's a little bit sketchy, and I always have my keys in my hand with the pointy part sticking out. And I'm always ready to unlock my car and hop in and lock the door immediately. And I don't know if that's something that guys necessarily think about. And so I agree with Jen. I think we're all on the same page that for most women, you know, protecting yourself is a number one priority. But I just wish that didn't have to be the case.
Yeah. But Jen makes a really good point. This is something that we need to teach our daughters, too. You know, and these are the kinds of things that you can't be naive and you can't be trusting. And, you know, you have to watch out for yourself. And we all know, I mean, I don't want to speak for both of you guys, but I certainly have had friends who very innocently ended up in some sketchy situations. And it was not because of pills or drugs or anything, but just drinking too much. And, you know, they're lucky that they had friends around or a buddy system. I have a guy friend who was roofied by a couple of gay guys, and he ended up in a hotel room.
What
and luckily,
does it mean, roofied? What does that mean?
Date rape drug. He was slipped into his drink. And, you know, luckily he had a guy friend who saw that he was acting a little weird and he only had one beer. But, like, you know, having a buddy system is really, really important. And it's so easy to slip something into someone's drink. You have to just be so careful. It's a different, you know, it's a different world that we live in now.
All right. So let me take this one step further with all three of you. You will be mothers at some point in time. The fact that that's the case, I hope that it is, if that's what you want. Victoria's getting married in a couple of weeks. Jennifer's getting married sometime in the next year or two, maybe. The assumption is she's now engaged. Kara will be somehow married and with children somehow in this lifetime. I didn't mean it.
Somewhere, somehow, someone will want
lifetime.
To be with Kara. Maybe.
Didn't quite. I'm totally very desirable, very attractive lady, so that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, God.
All right, get your foot out of your mouth, Doug, and keep going. So how many children, Jennifer, do you desire to have? You're getting married to Jeff,
well,
so how many children?
At my age, I'm looking at just having one. Jeff already has two kids, and
okay.
Right. I mean, I'm not looking to burn up
the planet. I'm going to ask you something about this. I just want to get a number first. So with you, Victoria, how many are you and Lewis planning on having?
You know, I mean, for us, because we're in New York City, it's expensive and space is an issue. So, you know, one would be, but maybe two if we can.
Okay. And Kara, have you given that much thought, or you have to wait till you find the right guy before you?
I thought about it briefly, but I think you kind of think of what you grow up with. So I have two siblings, and so three always just seemed like a good number.
Okay. All right. So this is something to think about. With what you have just expressed, all three of you, I wonder if you would spend a moment, I'm sure you've thought about it, would you express what you would do, what you would teach your children first about their own safety and security? Jennifer, what's the first thing you're going to teach that child of yours about safety and security? What were you taught?
Honestly, I don't even know what I was taught. I think I was taught probably lots of fear-based thinking, I would imagine. But
yeah.
For me, it's about living your life with an open heart, but realizing that everybody out there probably has an angle and wants to take advantage of you in some way. Because, truly, I think that's our nature, is to take advantage of people who are easy marks. And I know it's happened to me
you
a million
would do
times.
That?
I'm one of the only people that wouldn't, but I think in human nature, I think I probably have. I mean, in human nature, I think it is to take advantage of what you can get from somebody. And so I would say live your life with an open heart, but realize that everybody has an angle.
I'm really naive because I don't think that way at all.
I don't think that way. Think about your life, though. Think about people in business. Think about people in relationships.
Right. People have an angle all the time.
There are very few people that are real friends.
Wow. I don't know. I definitely don't think that way. And I don't know. I haven't been burned, so maybe that's part of it. But
that's good.
I don't know. I don't like to come from a place of negativity and or fear that, you know, people are out to screw me. You know?
You know what? It's living life with an open heart, but being protective of yourself.
I don't think that's negative at all.
I think it's kind of actually realistic. Yeah.
What about you, Kara?
I'm kind of the same. I don't remember ever being taught something specific. You know, it's not like my mom or dad said, this is going to happen to you when you grow up and you need to watch out for all these people. But I think it's just a general sense of being observant of what's around you and being realistic and, I don't know, just, I trust most people, but I think that you just have to have street smarts. I don't know. Having common sense and just being able to look around and assess the situation around you and think, okay, is this safe? Is this what's going on? And just being able to, you know, be observant and get yourself out of the situation if you need to.
Interesting. Food for thought. All right. Good. Trust and verify. I don't like fear-based thinking, but you've given me, it was very productive conversation. Thank you. 19 past the hour in the DJV show.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Go Gaga for Lady Gaga. Here's something in the music news department that I think you'll find quite interesting. She's launching her latest initiative, which is a partnership with Starbucks to spread the simple message of kindness. Sort of in league with what we were talking about a few moments ago, how it is that we want the world to be a kinder, gentler place. And now her Born This Way Foundation is teaming up with Starbucks for Cups of Kindness, which is a plan to raise funds for young people and their programs that advocate kindness, create positive environments, and offer mental health resources. Wow. This is quite a step, isn't it? Gaga is pretty smart. She says, quote, "We're healthier and happier when we live our lives with compassion, and our communities are stronger when we treat one another with generosity and respect." God love her. Born This Way Foundation and I are so excited to partner with Starbucks to help inspire positivity and love through the Cups of Kindness collection. And so here's how this is going to work. Starbucks donates 25 cents a quarter from every cup of kindness beverage sold at their participating stores in our country and Canada from now until the 19th of June, which would be, so it's a week, starting today and going through next Monday. And so who knows what that will, that 25 cents, pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty
every, yeah, I mean, there's certain cups that, there are certain types of drinks that qualify.
Yeah.
So I just realized, I wonder if it's all of them, but it's not. It's the matcha lemonade, the violet drink.
What would be the matcha lemonade? I don't know what they.
You know, matcha's like so hot right now. It's
what is
like,
it?
Like an herb tea kind of
sludge.
A thing. Yeah, it's pretty. It's like a green sludge. It's like a green powder that gets mixed
like kale in, so. Ground up.
Might as well
tea,
be.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. So the matcha lemonade, the violet drink, the pink drink, and the ombre pink drink are all the summer offerings.
Ombre
that are
pink drink. What does that taste like? That sounds good, actually.
I haven't had the. I don't usually go for the super sweet ones. But
are those like the frappuccinos, the pink drinks, or are they just like liquid?
You know those pink things that turn into the unicorn drinks?
Okay.
It's like that. It's like one of them's like a fruity bubble tea, and
I guess
the matcha lemonade looks exactly like green sludge, like Jen said.
I guess what's wrong with our culture when we don't know what the drinks are that they're talking about?
Right, so
and then
the
pink drink is the pink drink is a strawberry acai.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try one of those. So let's take a side trip just for a second. I saw on Facebook the other day something that really tickled me, and I think I reposted it to my face, my personal Facebook page. It was a picture of a frying pan, and the caption under it said, "Cooking kale with coconut oil makes it easier for you to throw it out after you cook it."
Oh, boy.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
have you seen that one?
But by the way, as a side note, in all seriousness, kale with coconut oil and red onion is delicious.
Yeah, I think it's good.
It's good for you, too. All right, also in the musical spotlight here, Miley Cyrus. We are talking about collaborations and team-ups here. This is to honor Pride Month. Miley getting together with Converse to promote their Pride collection, the Converse Pride collection. Brand created a collection of 22 rainbow sneakers in the Chuck Taylor All-Star model, with the design theme and motto being "Yes to All," signifying the support for the LGBTQ young people, but people of all ages, right? Wouldn't they be all into this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You go to the Converse website. It says, quote, "Whatever your gender, orientation, identity, Converse believes everyone is free to be whomever they are." They don't say whomever, but I say whomever because that's the correct English. They've taken a pledge to donate all of the proceeds from the Converse Pride Collection to the It Gets Better Project and the Happy Hippie Foundation. And it was founded by Miley Cyrus to rally young people to fight against the injustice facing homeless people, young population. So, good. Good for them. Two good positive steps. Thanks. 28 past the hour.
I'd spend the rest of my life standing here tall.
Don't say, "I've had enough," until you're actually ready to say it. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's no point in saying you've had enough of something unless you're really ready to say, enough. I mean, maybe you're in an unhealthy relationship. Maybe you find yourself enabling someone you love. Maybe you're not eating right, or maybe you're not pushing yourself to do the type of exercise that will keep you healthy. In any case, way too often, I hear people say that they've had enough, when the reality is they're actually ready to tolerate a whole lot more. My advice? Be honest with yourself. If you're going to allow yourself to take more, then don't say that you've had enough. Wait and reserve the saying, enough, for when you're actually ready to make behavioral changes. When you're honest with yourself, changes come much, much faster in your life. For more on emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, sit. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Robin, give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Heard of ladies of the night? Well, I have the ladies of the day with me, and I'm proud of it. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV Show. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen. All right. Had a couple of cherries. I think one of the pits is still there.
You're not supposed to swallow those. You're doing it wrong.
I thank you very much, Jennifer.
Yeah, you're supposed to spit those out.
He needs instructions for cherries, too, that he won't follow. Otherwise,
okay,
when you go potty, you're going to hear ding, and it's going to hit the side of the toilet.
That's pretty. Thank you for that. All right, let's get to the future of Reince Priebus, man
Reince.
Who needs a new name. What's the how you pronounce it?
Reince.
Reince. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I call him Rob, just because I think his name is ridiculous. Anyway, who ever heard of anybody? Do you know anybody else in the world that's named Reince?
I'm sure if you went to Germany, there's probably a few. Isn't that a very German name, wouldn't you think?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so President Trump apparently has given him an ultimatum. Clean up the administration by the 4th of July or you're out of here. Do you see that in Politico? I don't know. Is it believable in Politico?
As believable as every other rumor that's come out about the Trump administration. I mean, there have been so many of them. A couple of weeks ago, it was supposed to be that the assistant attorney general was going to resign, and he's still there. It's just there's a lot of spin and not a lot of meat, and so if Reince goes, I guess he does. But
all right, so let's not waste much time on that.
Yeah.
Next name in the news is Tiger Woods, faced with the possibility
How's
of losing.
How's he feeling? Is he better?
Joint custody of his children. He's going back to rehab this week. He reserved the male inpatient unit of the Jupiter Medical Center near his home in Jupiter, Florida.
Works. Like, I hope this isn't just what his manager told him to do to make it look good. You know,
he brought the children there apparently to see where he is going to be. Which is that strange or not? What's he addicted to?
Pills.
Xanax. Is that what I remember? Vicodin?
He used to do Ambien a lot, and he would use it as a party-type drug.
Ambien is supposed to make you go to sleep.
Right, but when he powered through it, and then it would have sex on Ambien.
If you take enough of it, I think it has more of a cocaine effect.
Yeah.
Huh? Tell me this again?
Just getting a prescription for Ambien.
I remember somebody that I knew using Ambien, and I didn't realize that it was a sex drug.
It's not.
It's
a sleep. It is. But what I'm saying is when you abuse it, and what Jen's saying is if you use too much of it, it has the opposite effect and it wires you. And so Tiger Woods had made the case when he was cheating on his wife. He had said, we were on Ambien and we were having sex on Ambien all the time.
Wow. Whew. What in the world do I not know about life?
I mean, it's dangerous stuff.
I'm more amazed at the kind of things that go on in the world and how little I know about what people do. Maybe that's from being on the farm too
much. It's better that way, actually.
Yeah, I do too, thanks.
I prefer not knowing a lot about that stuff.
Yeah, it's not anything that does me any good. All right, so here's something from the phony baloney department, and we have a lot of that. I have, my judgment about people, one of the reasons that I'm proud of you is because I judge all three of you, and I mean judge in the judgmental way, to be really good, solid human beings. And it doesn't take me long to figure that out. And so when I say something like I'm about to say, it comes from years and years and years of interviewing people, being around people, watching people, listening to people. Remember when I told you that I thought Megyn Kelly was nothing but a $3 bill? Just a complete phony. And so I see something here. She's done an interview with Alex Jones that's going to air on Sunday night on NBC. And so this is all about, there's no news here. There's no value to this. All it does is give her a platform to make noise. So you can say to me, Doug, why is it that you're talking about it if you think she's such a phony? Well, because I actually am not friends with Alex Jones. We come from a very small business. There are 200 good jobs in this business in the country. So we all kind of know each other or know about each other. And if you said to Alex Jones, you know Doug Steffen, he'd say, no, I don't really know him, but I know who he is. And so I'd say the same to you if somebody said, you know Alex Jones? I'd say, yeah, I know him. I know through people that I know that he works with, yada, yada, yada. So we all know this guy has a rather, what did we say, sordid reputation. He's an extremist. He's a conspiratorialist. Frankly, some of the things he says when it comes to conspiracies, I would agree with. But he's pretty extreme.
But didn't it come out that he's, like, acting, that this is all fake?
Well, there's a question.
His detractors
say that he's just putting on a show. Whether he is or he isn't, he has a huge following, a huge podcast and internet following. Huge. Huge. I know some of the advertisers that are on his program, some of them that I have, he shares, and he gets huge results for certain types of products. So the business about Sandy Hook. Remember the shootout at the school in Connecticut a couple of years ago?
Oh, he said it was a fake, right?
Yep. Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
So he did an interview with Megyn Kelly, and repeatedly suggests again that what happened at Sandy Hook was staged. And as you can imagine, the families of the victims are pretty outraged about it.
Mm.
So apparently in the interview, she confronts Jones about the claim, and therefore she frees herself of the burden of giving him promotion without taking him to the woodshed. However, many of the parents of the children, remember, there were 20 children killed in that school. They have, if you look at Twitter, woof, man, are they ripping her apart. And so I guess I wonder, what's the news? This is NBC News that has hired her, and she supposedly is a news person. So what's the news here? I see none.
Yeah.
None. Zero.
Well, I put him on an even bigger platform, too.
Yes, right.
Because, you know, look, I think it was... See, this to me is such a much ado about nothing. I mean, we already know what the guy stands for. The whole controversy about this Twitter, like a bunch of people are saying Megyn Kelly, they're calling for her job. I'm not a huge Megyn Kelly fan. She has a right to pick for her show whether or not she wants to interview Alex Jones or whoever she wants to interview.
I agree.
She gets to pick that person, and people decide if they want to watch or not. Alex Jones exists. Just because you interview him or because you don't, he exists, and he has a point of view. And I think from her point of view, she wanted to exploit the controversy behind Alex Jones because she's got a brand new show. And so she puts him on to try to get eyeballs to try to understand why Alex Jones feels that way. Who cares? I don't know. I mean, he has a point of view that maybe unsavory, but that doesn't mean he doesn't get to have it. He gets to have it if he wants it.
Nobody's questioning that. I don't question that at all. What I'm saying
is... I'm just saying, why put him on NBC on a bigger platform?
Underscoring what a faker she is.
Yeah.
That's all I'm... The rest of it is all TV. News isn't news anymore anyway. It's just infotainment.
And her show really isn't a news show. Her show is... It's a news magazine. If you watched it, I watched it for only one time. It just aired a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I watched it when she interviewed Putin, and it's, you know, she interviewed Putin, and then she did a piece about elephants and, you know, whatever else. It's news magazine, basically.
Uh-huh. All right. It's hard to find something new under the sun, also, because most of this stuff has been put through the ringer to the test any number of times. But I just, there's something. And then I slip back into something that my mother says, if you can't say something nice about somebody, just be quiet. So maybe I'll take
I
that.
I guess, I don't know.
Not having
maybe
already
it's,
said.
It's just, you know what? It's not about Megyn Kelly or Sean Hannity or Rachel Maddow or any of these other. I think there's two issues going on. One, it's very hard to distinguish news from opinion these days. I think that's the very basic thing. But the other thing is, I guess I'm just getting really tired of people doing these protests on advertisers and on corporations pressuring financial support, no matter what they're saying.
Yeah.
Because the very thing that we can do that I think is the way that our system is supposed to work is if you don't like something, you just don't consume it. And I think we've gotten to this point where we're in like takedown mode. And if you're saying something I don't like, I'm going to take you down. Well, no, you just don't watch it.
Should I have not brought it up at all? And I ask this honestly.
No, I mean, it's a controversy. I mean,
because everybody's talking about her.
Sure.
Everybody in talking about her, we're promoting her. So I'm kind of falling on the banana peel myself, in a sense. It's just that she's so, it just rankers me. Why should I be upset? I guess that would be my question. Now I'm going to examine myself. What is there about her? There must be something about her that I don't like in myself. Otherwise, I wouldn't, every time I see her, get annoyed.
I mean, that is true, but I can't imagine what it is, but...
I don't know, but it must be something because
I just don't think about her. I mean, she's like a nothing to me, so I don't know. I mean... I do what Jen says. I just don't watch.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not going to protest. I just don't
Alex
watch it.
Jones, in a sense, if you don't know what he has said, basically he says that this shootout at the school was a hoax. The government was behind it to promote gun control, that kind of stuff. So, anyway, there it is. Out and about 45 past the hour. I'm going to do something this week that I have never done before. and I probably will never do it again. Well, I don't want to say I never do it again. I have contracted with the folks at Champion Generators. I'm going to install a generator at my home. And I want to tell you the story, and maybe what I'll do is take some pictures of what's going on as it's being done. But more importantly, it's a story about something that a lot of people ought to think about during this time of year. Actually, depending on where you live weather-wise, this is something that people who live in suburban settings and rural settings who have a problem. In my neighborhood, every time there's a big storm, the power goes out. I've lived in this neighborhood all my life, four homes. I was with somebody doing a survey from the government yesterday. We were driving around looking at these homes where I've lived in the farms. And I was thinking about how it has been consistent since I was old enough to remember that when you have a big storm, the power goes out. It's just like that's how you live. So at the last house, the last farm, in both farms, I had power takeoff driven generators that run off the tractor. But I realized that in my present circumstance, if I were to rely on that, I'd have a problem at this present house because I may not be here when the power goes out and I don't have a big staff on the farm anymore. So I decided that I would go to Champion and I would look at the equipment that they have, decide on a unit, and have it installed. And that's what I'm doing. So you'll hear me tell the story about the installation of the generator. And this is something that all of you who live in, I don't know that it would apply to you, Victoria, and because you don't live in your own home, mm-hmm. you rent, Kara, but I certainly think when Jennifer, she moves around, gets married, I'm thinking that those areas in California where she is certainly prime. I think you see a lot of homes in some of these neighborhoods, the 55-plus neighborhoods, where people are by themselves, and they're maybe not around a lot, and they want to make sure that the power is consistent. Imagine you're going away to Florida for the winter, and the power goes out, and whatever is in your house, all the pipes freeze.
Yeah.
Well, can you imagine what kind of a mess that would make? So this eliminates that. These are very popularly priced. The demand is huge for this product now, because people are realizing that this is something that makes a lot of sense. So as I go through the story, as I tell you about how this, what appealed to me about the Champion power equipment, the standby generator, it's gas powered. There's a transfer switch. I mean, a lot of these things you're not going to be that enthralled with. I may post a few pictures of what's going on as they do this, but what I decided was that this was something that would give me whole house power no matter what. I can do my radio program. If the power goes out, I need to be on the air. And so if I have this Champion generator all set up, it's totally automatic. It'll manage the power for my home and for the barn and everything automatically. And it's so quiet. You're going to walk by this thing. I had somebody brought me to a home where there was one of these things. It's got a low-tone muffler on it, so you can't hear it. And they've been doing this for decades. They're the number one company in home standby generators. There are all kinds of models. You see them everywhere. So if you want to make sure your home is secure, this is the way to do it. Follow the progress of me and my Champion generator. There are a lot of pretenders, some contenders, but there's only one Champion. Champion generators, go to championpowerequipment.com to see what they have to offer. championpowerequipment.com. Doug recommends that you do that and prepare yourself for any offerings in the bad weather department. 10 before the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The sounds of technology. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV Experience at 53 and change. We have some interesting things. Well, that's the idea every day. There's a guarantee that goes with this report that things will be interesting, compelling, important for you to know. So if you're an Instagram user, and pretty much, I don't want to say everybody is, but that's the new big deal, right, Victoria?
Yes.
Instagram's the big deal.
It's the fastest growing of the social media platforms.
All right. So we'll get to that report in a moment. Speaking of fast growing, every day I hear from different people, and I really do, about the use of ZipRecruiter.com in hiring pursuits. If you want to post a job and find the best candidates, then this is the way to do it. It's simple, straightforward. I'm telling you something that I would tell my best friend, because most of you are my friends. Every once in a while, I probably find somebody listening. I always like the guy who says, I didn't like what you just said, and I'm never listening to you again. And then the next day, I may say the same thing, and the guy says, I told you if you did that again, I'd never listen to you again. Well, there's always that guy. But then there are people who are thankful that I take the time, and yes, I'm being paid to tell you this story, but it makes me feel good to know that the story works. After all, that's really, if you don't have credibility, you got nothing. So I look at the list of people that they send me that are using their services, ZipRecruiter services. It's an amazing list, large and small. Companies like Donovan Drilling Company are using it. Eastman Kodak is using it. Baxter International is using it. Palm Beach Cruises. Let's see. Korean Airlines. I find that to be interesting. Companies here, Gentech, Sears, Archer Daniels Midland. There's just a large group of people, a large group of companies, Credit Suisse, using ZipRecruiter.com. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. 80% of the jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in less than a day. So go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and get the benefit for you and your listeners, my listeners, you and the people that you want to work for you at ZipRecruiter. It will be free when you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's right. Doesn't cost. First time, use it, see how well it does for you, and then go back and engage it and them. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Find the solution to the problem. Who do I hire for this job? Excuse me, this job. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, what's going on Instagram?
Well, Instagram in Russia is actually taking off, and just like it is everywhere else. And in Russia, instead of spending years taking selfies and building a following organically, you now can literally buy likes from a vending machine. And this is this is something that's probably heading to the United States in the near future. So all you do is you literally go up to the machine, you type in your Instagram username, you insert 100 rubles, which is $1.75, and voila, you have 200 instant likes. And you can use those likes across all of your photos, or if you want to add all 200 to one photo, you can do that, and you can do this as many times as you want. The likes are mostly from dummy accounts, but they still count as likes if someone's looking at, you know, at your following. There are also people who have given the developer of the machine use of their account, so they get paid to allow the developer to, you know, add their
like
to your...
When you're sharing things on Facebook, you can buy for $3. Yep. Extended, is that same kind of thing?
Yes, in a sense. You can boost your post on Facebook for a certain amount, and this is essentially the same thing. The other thing that's really interesting about the Russian Instagram culture right now is there's, for $20 or less than $20, people are renting props to make their selfies look better. So right now the new thing is having gigantic bouquets of roses, like hundreds of roses in one bouquet, and you can rent that for $17 and Russia to make it look like either someone gave them to you or you're staging them in some sort of a modeling photo shoot. So it's bizarre, but it's all coming here next, I'm sure.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. Yeah. All right. We have time for this McDonald's.
Yeah, we can do this really quick.
What's going on? What's this? A quickie?
For the summer, if you're looking for a summer job, you can literally snap your way to getting an application at McDonald's across the country. Snapchat now has Snaplocations. All you do is just at McDonald's, snap yourself for 10 seconds, and you get to apply for a job at McDonald's.
Wow. There you go. The instant you desire, it's there. 10, 15.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.